Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 519 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 23, A Star is Torn.
It aired July 24th, 2004, written and directed by Douglas Sloan.
Doing double duty. Old Dulgus doing double duty. Double duty Dulgus.
Double Dulgus. Has this ever happened before?
I'm sure it has, but I can't remember.
I don't think it's ever happened with Dulgus.
Maybe?
It seems like something that probably happened in, like, season one a lot.
I actually think the opposite. I feel like season one, the writers never directed because they had to write 55 scripts in 3 weeks.
That also could be. They're like, I can't direct this episode. There's a new f-ing ranger here that I have to figure out now.
A whole new ranger. Why didn't anyone tell us? Why'd you only watch 16 episodes, Tony? Come on. Hey, do you remember? This is off topic, but you know Tony Oliver, the guy who was one of the like head producers of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're good buds.
Yeah, you know him. You know Tony. That's the Tony we're always talking about.
He's the one that took the lid off his shake because he didn't think it was spill.
Didn't think it was spill. No, it's a different Tony. But so that guy, Tony Oliver from Power Rangers, a guy who wrote on Power Rangers, was the voice of Lupin in the new Lupin the Third movie, which was like a big – that's like a big movie franchise. Like it it's the first
– I've never heard of it.
It's like a big – I'm gonna adjust my mic. Hold on.
Okay.
There's been a bunch of shows. It's like an anime series, and this is the first movie in a while, and it's the first one that was like CG, and it actually looked really good. Like they didn't try to like make it like realistic or anything. They just made it like look unique, like a CG version of the old show. But Tony Oliver from the guy who didn't know Tommy was coming.
And so they named the character after him.
Because in a panic, he's like, a new character. What's the name? I don't know. Tommy Oliver. That guy is the voice of Lupin in the new Lupin movie. Like, he's the main character in a new, pretty big release. Which is weird, because I didn't know he voice acted at all.
Did he do any Power Rangers voices?
I mean, maybe. He might have been, like, the putties. Who knows? It's so weird. I found that out and I was like, him? That guy?
Old Tony?
Tony? From Power Rangers? Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have exclusively the DVDs or if you're a criminal and you stole them from the internet.
Whoa.
So those are the two ways to do it.
Then you won't be going to moon jail. You'll be going to real jail. So be careful.
Well, look, you know, they say piracy is not a victimless crime, but at the same time, isn't it a little bit?
All you young kids that killed rock and roll better not kill Power Rangers.
Gene Simmons is going to come. He's going to wag his tongue at you. Gene Simmons, the most commercial ass dude in rock and roll history, telling me that the kids are killing rock and roll. No, Gene, that was you. You started that.
To be perfectly fair, I did read the article, and
Was it misconstrued?
Yes and no. His point about the way that like streaming services have kind of killed the way like
the album
new musicians, you know, get like found and like discovered and become like big musicians is kind of like dead because you have to get billions of streams on your song to make like a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
So his point is fine. But the problem is that he's a 1,000-year-old dinosaur who created a brand instead of a music group.
Yep.
And he's saying like it killed rock music, but like it's affecting
everything.
Music.
Yeah.
Rock music is not dead. The last three albums I bought were new rock and roll albums. It's just not number one anymore because it's not 1986 anymore.
Yeah. And also, like, what are the good rock bands right now? What name a new good rock band?
How new is new?
I honestly don't know.
Because Alter Bridge is six albums deep.
That's not new. I'm talking good. I'm talking one or two, something that would not be on Now That's What I Call Dad Rock.
Oh, they're post 2000. His whole thing in the article was like, oh man, in the 70s and 80s we were getting like Hendrix and Bowie and Aerosmith. He never said Kiss, but you know he was actively trying to not say Kiss.
Right.
And like AC/DC, and he's like, he keeps saying over and over in the article, he says, who's the new Beatles? And it's like, dude, my dude, can you sit down for a minute, Gene? Because I don't want to be the one to break it to you that the Beatles were a pop group.
First of all, the Beatles were a pop group. Second of all, you wonder who the new Beatles are? BTS.
BTS
is
now,
one is the new Beatles.
Yeah, Bieber 15 years ago was the new Beatles. Like, there's been plenty of new Beatles. You just haven't paid attention because you thought they were a rock group when they kind of weren't.
No. Anyway, Gene, sorry we had to drag you publicly on our podcast. I know you're a big fan.
I saw you retweeted that article. You retweeted somebody like making a millennial joke about the article. And I saw it and I was like mad about it. I got mad at Gene Simmons. So I had some grievances I needed to air.
I retweeted somebody who said, that's right, old man. If you don't shut up, you're next. Because
Kiss is already dead.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the same way that I will never stop being angry about, I think it was Sammy Hagar not being mad that Billie Eilish didn't know who Van Halen was. Or maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was somebody else unrelated to Van Halen being mad at Billie Eilish.
I think that's true. I think it was like, I don't even know if it was a musician as much as like a journalist or something.
It was just like someone from MTV or whatever. Somebody was just mad that she's like 18, didn't know who Van Halen was. Like, yeah, does Van Halen know who Billie Eilish is? Because she's selling more records today than they are. So, like, I don't know. Maybe
it's just
get off your own nuts, man.
Why are you blaming the kids for being born into the world that they were born into and having to listen to music the way that it's being presented to them?
Yeah, like, I hate to break it to Gene, but it was like an old man that decided that this is how music is now, right? Like... Like, kids just like that it's easier now. They don't care how the music, they don't care what music they listen to, like, as long as they like it. It doesn't matter if it's rock or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know. Gene, put out a new album, Gene. Then we'll talk. Dust off your bass. He was
don't
a bassist, put it, right?
He was the bassist, sort of. I mean, he barely plays the instrument, I think. He's more about, like,
the
blood.
He held a bass guitar.
Yeah. He probably could strum it, too.
Look, the bass. If we're like, I can't say anything. The bass is the easiest instrument to learn. You don't even need to know how to play. You just hit the E and the A chord enough times, and it's gonna sound fine. Anyway, let's go watch A Star Is Torn.
All right,
Dino Thunder, power up.
We're back, and we just watched A Star Is Torn.
Yep.
Yeah, we did. We watched it.
We did. We watched the whole thing. And okay, so I, towards the end of the episode, I realized, because this is when you read the title, you think this is going to be a Kira episode, right?
Sure.
And nominally, it kind of was, in a way. But at the same time,
it's weird because it wants to be.
It pretends to be. But I feel like I want to go back and watch the episode again, but with a stopwatch. And every time Kira is on screen, hit the stopwatch, because I feel like that would be maybe 6 minutes of the total runtime.
Yeah.
And that's including when she's like with the others and morphed. But we'll get there. This is a weird one. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website updated through Time Force. Finally was Time Force, and you can go listen to it on the website now.
With bonus episodes.
And yes, bonuses up through...
Time Force.
Up through Time Force.
Mm-hmm.
That makes
They're
sense.
They're all on the same page, though, and I don't know if I love that or not anymore, because that page is getting pretty long.
It's a long page. Well, Josh, the only person that can fix that is you. So you have to, that's between you and your God to decide whether or not that was good or not.
I would have it'd be a whole restructuring to fix it, and I just don't know if I have the patience for that. No. I both like enjoy coding in a weird, like, repetitive therapeutic way, but also
kind of zen sort of
thing. It's very tedious, and so like getting started on it can be very tough.
Right. I get that. I have to go shovel later, so I understand.
Yeah. They're basically the same. Coding is just internet shoveling.
I love shoveling snow. I don't like getting ready to go shovel snow, though. That's the thing I don't like. But you can also listen to, there is the archive feed, which is everything up through Wild Force. I almost called it Wild Storm, and that's not it. That's not what it's called.
That's the next dragon I have to slay.
Yeah, so. Is fixing that. Big boy, but that's it's in order. It's all first 10 seasons of the show, minus bonus episodes, as far as I can tell. But those are still up in the main feed. Then there's also the two classic feeds. Y'all get it. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Collect Podcasts. We're on Podknife, Podbay, and Stitcher, and Google Play, and Pod Records.
Is this the one where they like auto tune your podcast and make it into like a trance kind of poppy trance song?
Yeah, they auto tune it. They put some lo-fi beats to study to behind it, and then it mostly just ruins podcasts. It mostly is a podcast ruining service.
Can you imagine?
No.
If you take an episode of a podcast, right?
Okay.
Not the Morphin Grid, because they're like an hour plus usually, but for the example, we'll say Morphin Grid, right?
Okay.
And we made a music video. That's us doing a music video of the podcast.
Would
episode?
It just be us on like maybe a green screen with like, for example, wireframe teapots?
Yeah, something like that. And then we're in like whoever's talking is in the middle just rotating around on like a Robert Rood kind of disc.
Right. And we just be like lip syncing the episode that we did. Okay. I'd hope we do a short one, but all of our shortest episode is probably 23 minutes if I had to ballpark. And that was like part 2 of 3 of somewhere in season 2, I think. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show. We really appreciate it so we can keep talking about Power Ranger. I mean, we were going to anyway, but this way it's much better for us.
Yeah.
This is a Monday episode. So do you just want to jump in, Josh?
I don't know.
I know, it's a big question, so...
I don't know. We can slowly wade in. I don't know if I want to jump in.
Well, see, I would like to slowly wade in, but the show does kind of just jump in a way.
That is true. All right, let's do it. Let's do what we came here to do.
All right, we start off with Trent leaving cyberspace. Kira's coming up to him. He's like, Trent, or she's like, Trent, I got a thing I got to tell you. And he's like, I can't talk right now. We're all out of soy milk, and Haley's not here. So I'm leaving the store, as far as I can tell, completely unmanned. There is nobody working here currently. Full of teenagers. No one supervising. This is going to be fine. I have to run to the store to buy, I guess, 40 gallons of soy milk. And she's like, oh, okay, is Connor or Ethan there? And he's like, no, I haven't seen them. And she's, because she has like big news, but there's no one to tell it to. She's like, who am I going to tell? So we cut to Tommy's lab. No Tommy. No Tommy just yet. Tommy will appear later. No Tommy just yet.
This will be fun. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun. And Haley's there, and she's talking to Connor, and they're trying something with the Triassic shield that I hate. And I don't know what – they're doing VR, but they're not doing VR yet. They're about to be doing VR, but currently he's just trying to channel power into like the shield, but
he's
not really –
to use his telepathy to communicate with it.
Right. It does have to, because he is perfectly synced with the dino energy force.
Yes. The universal dino energy. You remember.
The universal dino energy. Of course. How can I forget that thing we all know about and have for so long? And it fries his hair, but it doesn't really. It's clearly just gelled. It's clearly just gelled up like he's, I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks like what I imagine Jamiroquai's hair looks like under his big hat.
I think that's pretty accurate.
But I don't know for sure.
Well, he's committing some virtual insanity. So. Do Do you think Connor has canned heat in his heels?
I don't know.
Tonight, baby? That's all my Jamiroquai.
That's all the Jamiroquai we have. So, Haley tries calling. She's like, hey, is Connor there? And Haley's like, he's kind of fried at the moment. And Connor, like, can't. He's, like, blinking. Like, he can't think about anything. And she's like, oh, okay. And then Haley's like, yeah, we got to work on this new assault vehicle or whatever.
Well, she asked for Ethan.
Well, this is after, like, because she's okay. Like, immediately after. But she's like, yeah, we got to work on a thing. So, and then Kier's like, what about Ethan? And Ethan, over his shoulder, is like, I'm busy. Unless she is being murdered, do not call me.
Great friend. What a great friend Ethan is.
Cool job, Ethan. I hate this. I don't like the setup of this episode, which, mm-mm, as far as I can tell, is everyone is mean to Kira for no apparent reason. And it's
yeah.
It's just casually mean, too. It's not even, like, pointedly mean.
For now, it is. It's
yeah, in a second, it's going to get pointedly mean. So she's like, oh, okay. And then Haley's like, yeah, we should really keep the emergency lines clear for emergency, or the comm lines, like, clear for emergencies. And Kira's like, yeah, okay, sorry. And she hangs up. And then we go over to Ethan, who's there, but he's just on OkCupid typing in a profile. And he's like, I'm trying to get make a romantic connection. And Connor's like, if you need help with girls, you just need to ask me. And he's like, looking for something a little deeper. And that will come up.
I love Connor being like, hey, man, I'll help you out with girls anytime. Just ask. And while his hair is like full Beekman.
He has gone complete Beekman. He's done the total Beekman. And then we cut to Kira, who's just like on a computer at cyberspace and is just like bummed. And Cass is like, hey, someone looks real bummed. And I was like, hell yes. This is going to be like a fun like girls episode. It's going to be Cassidy and Kira. And then Cassidy's like, hold on, Jake. Hold on one second. And then Kira's like, okay, you know what? There's nobody else I can tell. I might as well tell you. I got signed a music producer or manager or whatever. I think she said a music manager. Heard my stuff and signed me, and I'm going to do a video and make a song and release it, and it's going to be great. And Cassie's like, I don't give a fuck. Get away from the computer. I need to use it. And
yeah,
I'm like, ouch.
When she first comes up, she's like, oh, you look sad. What happened? Did you realize you're not the next Hillary Duff?
What a timely 2004 reference.
Burn.
Got her.
She's a Disney star, so I guess they can say that. But they can't say Avril Lavigne fully.
They've said Avril several times.
Yeah, anyone can be Avril.
Everyone can be Avril. That just means April in France. So
it's French for the April.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, okay, Cassidy, here's the computer, whatever. And then just like... leaves. And then we cut to Connor losing in VR. He's like, the hydraulics don't work. There are certain words that that Connor cannot say without an accent, and it's mostly like larger words like hydraulic, biography. Maybe it's like the O's. Maybe an O in the middle of a big word just trips him up every time. But it's really funny to keep track of. And she's like, Haley says something about how like it should be working. He's like, I don't know. It's everything I do, it does the opposite. She's like, okay, well, we need to figure it out. And then Ethan's like, he's doing a questionnaire for his OkCupid profile. And he's like, am I a big beefy boy, a toothpick, or like a regular guy? And there was one other option. And Haley's like, I thought you were looking for something deeper, Ethan. And I was like, melt his ass, Haley. Get him.
Why of all, like, they're trying to figure out new Power Ranger stuff. And Ethan's like, this is the perfect time for me to try to make a love connection on OkCupid.com.
Hashtag not spawn. My other option for this joke was plenty of fish, but I don't know if it would play as well as OkCupid.
Because we know he's not paying for the big boys like Match.
Right, yeah, no, definitely not.
Matches for, I think, old people anyway.
Matches, my friend's mom met her now husband on Match.com. So that, to me, it's like, it's for old people who are already divorced, trying to get remarried, and like, find love again. That's what Match.com is for me.
I signed up for Match.com, and then I met Latasha on Twitter.com. So.
So there's a
which
fun...
is exactly what I said would happen. I said, as soon as I pay for this profile, I will not need it.
Yep.
Then it happened, so it was worth it.
Worth it. So maybe I should do that. Valentine's Day is coming up, and last year I was like bummed out and lonely on Valentine's, like I do every year, and I'm just eating my heart shaped pizza. because I usually get one from Domino's or Papa John's. Actually, last year, I don't think I did that. I think last year, I was just like, I'm just not going to say anything this year. I'm just going to get a regular pizza. But I was like, I'm bummed. Maybe I should try dating this year. And then God made a global pandemic. So I was like, I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
Jake, you better not.
I know. So I'm not going to, this year, going back to my original plan of dying alone. So the pandemic should be over sooner than later, y'all. We got a vaccine now. It'll be okay. So she's like, anyway, he's like, I'm trying to get a deeper connection, but I got to do this 500 question, like, questionnaire first. And my hand's getting cramped. And she's like, well, you can take a break by going to get a titanium servo or something for
Tom Servo.
Yeah. You need to get a Tom Servo for the VR. Hey, when's the last time you watched either Space Mutiny or Time Chasers? Just
The last time we did, I think.
Okay, that's
a
while.
I've watched it independently since then.
I watched, I don't remember what it was. It was when I lived in Texas. There was a couple of us, and we just watched those two, and I don't know if we all watched any more than that, but I was like, I want to watch Mystery Science Theater. And hey, do you know what movie actually rules? Time Chasers. Even with them making jokes about how bad it is, it's still a solid movie, I think. So they need to go get Tom Servo for the VR, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. They need to go get a thing. And she's like, let's just find it before, go get it before Mezogog finds out. Cut to Elsa already found out about the servo.
She's holding like a CD.
She's got some AOL minutes. Because that's where the information is, Josh. It's on the compact disc.
She's like, hey, I have this disc. When I put it on my finger like this, I can read it.
And it says
the Power Rangers ordered apart from Anton Mercer.
Because Zeldrax is like, did you find anything from Mercer's file? Maybe this is Mercer's files, but that doesn't make any sense either.
No.
And she's like, yeah. And he's like, did you tell Mezogog yet? And Mezogog's like, tell me what? As he sneaks in from behind. And she's like, Haley is getting a servo from one of Mercer's companies for something. And Mezogog was like, Mercer, that idiot. Right out from under his nose. And I'm like, he's just a CEO. He doesn't oversee all of the transactions of the company.
Like, it doesn't go to his email ordered a part from you.
Can you imagine if Jeff Bezos got every time someone ordered something from Amazon, he got an email about it?
That is a personal hell I think he deserves.
Very much so.
At first, Elsa says they ordered it from you, and he looks at her like he's about to just eat her head like a praying mantis.
And she's like, you other personality, Mercer. It's like, what does she want with it? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, well, send the Krusties and get them or whatever. And then we cut to Kira, who walks into a big music studio. And then Protozoa walks up.
We're on the same page. I'm glad.
Did you also think this is Protozoa? Yeah. And the time frame fits. It's not. This is Kelson Henderson, who apparently will be in like every season of Power Rangers going forward, except for maybe four. He's like he's either a voice actor or a suit actor or a like next year. I think he plays somebody with a. With prosthetics on, not a monster, but like a monster looking guy. He played somebody on Ninja Steel. He was Mick Canick.
No, he wasn't.
Yes,
don't
he was.
Lie to me.
Yes, he was. The only reason I know this is because Ranger Danger, the guys from Ranger Danger, Matt and Michael, in the annual a couple years ago, they did a story, and it was basically Mick and Alpha go do a heist. And that's how I know about him is because Michael just loves him. So that this is his first appearance as Protozoa, aka Eddie.
Music producer Eddie.
Yeah, and he has an accent, and he
does.
I don't like him.
I don't
at
like
all.
Him, and I don't like the way that this feels.
No, this feels bad. My hackles were flaring at this. So she goes in, it's a big studio, and he's like, welcome to my home. She's like, this is your home. He's like, my home for music. And it seems a little predatory. And so like my dad hackles start going up, and he's like, hey, don't tell anyone, basically. And I was like, you're being groomed, Kira, get the fuck out.
Leave
Kira. Because it's basically like he basically says, like, at some point he this is later, but he will say, like, do you trust me? And she's like, trust is a two-way street. And he's like, no, it is not. And I'm like, Kira, go.
Yeah, he also says, like, as long as you trust and are loyal to only me, I'll sign you to your music contract.
Yeah, that is bad. That's really gross and bad.
And he's like, does that sound good? And Kira, who is like 17 years old, is like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's fine.
I should have brought a parent here with me, I think.
Yeah. I'm like, you're a minor. You should have a parent here, I think, because now I'm going to try to jump through my TV to get you out of here. So we cut to the boys who go get the big servo. It's just a big thing in a box, and there's a guy there that signs that they came to pick it up, and they try to leave with it. They have to both carry it because it's very heavy, and then Krusty's jump in, and so they have a warehouse fight that's actually really dope.
It's very good. They do a lot of cool step aerobic stunts on the box.
On the box, on the there's a lot of like there's like a big truck there, and they so like Ethan like opens it and hits a guy with it and blocks someone, and then like jumps up it. He opens it and like jumps up it onto the roof of the car. I just punched my microphone. Connor's doing a lot of like jumping up onto pallets and jumping off of them. It's very cool. It is very long. It is longer than any given scene with Kira we have seen.
Yeah.
So there's that.
It's a very good gymnastic fight, but I don't know. Even the episode is like subtly mean to Kira.
Yeah, it's weird. And so they do a fight, and then the Krusty just leave because they use their dino powers for like at the end of the fight. They each use their dino powers once, and the Krusty's like, all right, too rich for our blood. We're going to get out of here. And then we cut to Kira dressed like the belt lady from Final Fantasy X. And she is not happy about it.
No, she comes out in this like.
It's Lulu's outfit from Final Fantasy X. It is literally straight
Lulu's
up.
Lulu's outfit. Her hair is like a little different because it's in one of those like, not a faux hawk, but where the sides are all pulled back, but it's up on the top and then down in the back.
It is a faux hawk of a sort.
Yeah. And then she has Lulu's dress on. It's got a weird big collar that goes around her shoulders instead of her neck.
It's like leather, which she is 17 again. I will remind you, Protozoa.
And so she has so much makeup on.
There's a lot of makeup. Her hair is really big and she is uncomfortable. And this is when she's like, is this like, are you sure? And he's like, do you trust me? And she's like, trust a two-way street. And he's like, no, you just trust me. That's how this works. And I was like,
I think Eddie killed rock and roll.
I think it was Eddie that did it. We'll hear in a second what Eddie thinks good music is, and it sounds like video game menu music at best.
Welcome to the Wii Shop channel.
It is the worst possible Wii Shop channel. This is the PlayStation Network like refund page. So he's like, yeah, I got your new sound. It's Kylie Styles producer remixed your song. And he's real hard to get, so that's good, right? And she's like, I guess. And then he puts it in, and it's Kira singing over, like, literally, like, would you like to play Space Channel 5? But, like, not really Space Channel 5. Like if there was a knockoff Parappa the Rappa game, this is the music for that.
Jammy Lammy, right?
Yeah, exactly. but, like... It's so bad. And she's like, can I go outside and make a phone call, please? And he's like, yeah, just be back soon so we can keep listening to this.
He's like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to, like...
I'm going to jam out to this elevator music.
I'm going to enjoy your new song too much while you're gone.
I don't like it. I don't like Eddie. All.
He's gross.
I hate him. He's only in this episode.
Good.
Thank
Everything
God.
About this is just red flags.
Yeah. So she goes outside to make a tiny phone call on her tiny banana phone. I don't know what her phone. It's this big and it's bright yellow. It's a little banana phone as far as I can tell.
It feels like a Nokia because when she's about to call Ethan and when his phone rings, it definitely sounds like one of those stock Nokia like beep boop ringtones.
Yeah. So she calls. The boys are trying to get this big heavy thing down the stairs into the lab. So Ethan's like. His phone's going off, and Connor's like, that's your ringtone? And this makes me think that, like, the ringtone is a reference to something that I just didn't get.
I didn't get it. Just think it's, like, kind of an annoying sound.
Well, so in the episode that just went up when we recorded this was Bully for Ethan. There was remember when I was like, there's a little triangle with some lines coming off of it, and I was like, what is this symbol? Apparently, in that scene, just that scene, they hid like 10 Sentai symbols, like the logos for like 10 different Sentai shows. And that's one of them. That's for Flashman. And I'm going to have to go back and look to see what, you know, where the other ones are. But that's that one. I was like, look, that's clearly that's a Power Rangers thing. I know a Power Rangers thing when I see it. And I was right. But now I'm wondering, like, is this like an old Sentai theme song, but like the MIDI version of it? And they're like, you know, or something like that. And he's like, hold on. So they put the thing down. He goes to answer, but she has hung up because he waited too long or maybe went to voicemail or whatever. And then she calls Connor.
Well, it's 2004 when this comes out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a Nokia track phone at this point, and it had caller ID and like missed call lists.
I think he says it's Kira.
Call back. No. Go put the box down.
Right.
And call Kira back. She's trying to call both of you back to back. Like, something is going on. You guys need to be better friends to Kira.
They're so bad in this episode.
Or I'm going to beat you up.
I can take two high schoolers, I think.
I think Connor would actually eat my lunch, but
I don't know. I think if anyone, I think Ethan might have the
yeah, and I saw Ethan when he was a jock for a day.
Yeah, that guy's got some arms. He's strapped.
Not a fighter. I need a weapon.
Yeah. So if I get to jump on either of you, then. But so he calls. He doesn't answer. And he's like, oh, I don't know who. Maybe he does say, I don't know who that was. They hung up or whatever. But then she goes to call Connor and his thing goes off. But they're like halfway down the stairs. And he's like, I'm not putting it down. You just go. We're going to get this to the ground. And then so neither of them answer. And so she's like, oh, OK, this is weird. And then, like, three little girls come up to her, and they're like, are you a singer? So they don't know her.
Yeah.
They're like, are you a singer? And she's like, yeah, but I don't think I'm going to put out my album. And I was like, you don't need to put that baggage on them. They're little girls, but I understand. You're also a little girl. You're 17. You're a child as well. And they're like, oh, you should. I bet you sing great. Again, they do not know her. And they're like, can we have your autograph? And she's like, yeah, sure. And that's nice for her. But it also is weird. Because they don't know her. She's like, are you Lulu from Final Fantasy X? I love Lulu from Final Fantasy X.
Is Final Fantasy X out in 2004?
I think.
Hang on. I never
played it.
Final Fantasy X release date is.
While you're Googling that, I will say I did have to
2001,
outsource.
2001. So, yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, way out by then. Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that makes sense because one of the characters is in Kingdom Hearts 2. One of Final Fantasy X characters in Kingdom Hearts 2, which came out in like 2005 or something like that. Maybe it's 2003. I don't remember. I did have to outsource this joke to Alan because I could not remember the hot belt lady's name. I just remembered there was a hot belt lady.
When you said that and he was like, Lulu, I was like, I've played Final Fantasy X, but I don't remember. I was thinking of Pain from Final Fantasy X 2.
That's what I needed to confirm, is that was I actually thinking of Pain or not? And I wasn't.
So I had to Google it, and then I saw the picture of Lulu, and I was like, oh my god.
That's literally what Kira's wearing.
A couple less belts, maybe. I have played Final Fantasy X, and I have seen Lulu before.
Yeah.
I did not realize the whole front of her
dress all belts.
Is crisscrossed belts.
It's just all belts, yeah. It's belts all the way down.
Final Fantasy, what are you doing?
Look, anything that Tetsuya Nomura designs got to have all those belts on it. Belts, zippers that don't zip anything. They're just there. A lot of weird extra pockets. It's just a thing he likes doing.
What are those for? What are you keeping in there?
Style. So you look cool. Josh. With all your belts and zippers.
Right. But I'm the asshole when I want to wear zip-off jeans.
Well, yeah, those are gross, Josh. If you're not in eighth grade on a field trip, you don't need to have zip-off pants.
Where do you keep the legs on your field trip?
You put them in your backpack.
Put them in the big back pockets.
Yeah.
That's what those big pockets are for, keeping your legs in.
Exactly. So anyway, she goes in, I guess, to do what she's about to do. And then we cut to Elsa and Mezagog and So the boys have gotten the servo back, and so Mezugog's not happy, and she's like, I will accept any punishment, master. And he's like, there's no time for sex stuff right now. We have to go. we have to trick them into bringing the weapon out or whatever. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, Zeltrax, do you have a plan? He's like, yeah, I think I do, actually. I rebuilt the spaceship from episode one. And I'm like, okay. That took a while, but that's more realistic, I guess, than like, hey, the Zords are all fixed. So we cut to the lab, the good guy's lab, and Tommy's there now.
Was he there the whole time? Because he's off to the right on like a different set of computers. He turns around and he's like, I don't remember what he says because I don't remember the context of him like.
Well, they're like, we need to put the thing in the thing. And then Tommy's like, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Good job, Ethan and Connor.
And, well, Connor's back on his laptop because he's like, I think I found my dream girl. She's beautiful on the inside and the outside. And, oh, dang, she thinks she used to be Cleopatra in a past life and likes to paint snakes. And then Tommy goes, that makes sense historically. And that is great. That is, good joke. Douglas, good joke you wrote there, bud.
This is so... I didn't realize where this Ethan subplot was going until it got there,
I didn't until the very, very end, yeah.
Which I know hearing me say that out loud now is wild, but...
I know, I'm in the same boat.
This is a catfish. They're both catfishing.
Well, see, I don't know if Ethan's catfishing. All we know is
they're both surprised to see each other at the end when they meet.
Well, I think it's because they didn't say their actual names, which is...
So there's no pictures on your OKCupid profile?
Not in 2004, because didn't have the data, not enough space on the memory card. Old.
They were like, I'll add the code for pictures later. I'm not doing it today.
Server's full, so they can't... I don't know, man. I never was on OKCupid. That was like... It's like 100 years old. Is that even still around? I feel like I saw a commercial for it recently, and I was like, you're a zombie. What are you doing here?
No,
like,
the only dating app commercial I think I see nowadays is for Hinge.
I haven't seen any commercials for any.
The app designed to be deleted is their catchphrase.
That's...
It's gonna work so well that you'll delete it soon after you get it.
Oh, okay. See, I like that. I thought it was like, this is them just being like, this is a website where you find someone to have casual sex with and never call again.
No, this is supposed to be this is like the opposite of Tinder.
Okay, because with that title, with that little tagline, it makes me feel like they are like, we're just throwing everything out the window. We're not going to try to hide anything. You know what we're about. I do kind of like that idea, though. I just live in the middle of the woods, so like...
Right.
You know.
Who in Ringe is gonna be? Who in Ringe is on Hinge?
Who in Ringe is not married already? Like everyone I went to school with is married, as far as I can tell.
I'll tell you the same thing they told Ted Mosby: new girls turn 18 every day.
Okay, so. That's way too young.
That's very gross. How I Met Your Mother does not hold up like
I wish it did. You and I both, we loved How I Met Your Mother. The second it was over, I was like, ooh, I don't think I can ever even think about this show again.
I tried to rewatch it, and it's just like...
It gets worse every time I think about it.
Yeah, it's very much in the time it was made.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad.
It's a rough watch.
Yep. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. We cut to cyberspace where Haley comes back finally, and she's like, Trent, everything good? He's like cleaning up. She's like, good to close? He's like, not yet. He looks over, and there's Cassidy on a computer. And she's like, Cassidy. He's like, what? And she like hides the computer. And she's like, it's closing time. You got to go. And she's like, just because I'm on your computer doesn't mean I have to tell you what I'm doing on it. And I was like, I feel like a little bit you do.
Yeah.
Because like.
You're acting a little sus, Cassidy.
Little cagey, Cassidy. And Haley's like, okay, just don't be too long, I guess. And then like goes to do something else. And by the way, if you can't watch it on Netflix anymore because you live in the current day and not a month ago. And you have to get the DVDs. I do recommend them because the quality is much better. I didn't really realize that until I was like, here's a picture, like a perfectly clear picture of just how pretty Haley is. I was like, oh, okay, this is different. This is like clearly a better definition than whatever files they gave to to Netflix.
They ripped the DVDs and just gave him that. But they ripped it in like, which is worse, P or I?
I is worse.
They ripped it in like 720i.
It is. Well,
and
it's
like, here you go.
It's in 480i, as far as I can tell. Like when I looked it up, like earlier in the season, I was looking at stuff and it said like definition 480i, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because interlaced is terrible. when you are used to anything, well, progressive scan.
Yeah, interlace is designed for like a CRT TV, right?
Yeah, because it does every other line at a time. So when you are, for example, trying to get an episode image and you're pausing, if you don't pause it, if they are moving even a little bit, they look like a ghost, like they're like the like a in between frame in an old anime, and they're just like a weird smudge. if you don't get it just right on the DVDs, much better, much cleaner.
That's why games like Donkey Kong Country and Super Mario RPG look better on CRT TVs, is because they were designed to be played that way. And when you play them on like an HD TV, it's just like a blocky, pixely mess, because that's not the way the sprites are supposed to be viewed.
Yeah, and if you watch, like, it's also like if you watch streamers, right? Like if they're playing, for example, Link to the Past, if you get hit, you blink. But if you're watching a streamer play, they just go invisible for a little while.
Yeah, that's on our videos too.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah, because it's just it's not meant to work for not CRT screens. Anyway, so we cut from Cassidy being sus to Zeltrax. He's on his big spaceship that he remade from the first episode. Kira comes down into the lab and she's like, "Hey, I need you guys to watch this and give me your honest opinion." And they're giving her like guff for not checking in, and she's like, "I try. You know what? It's not important."
She should sock them all in the gut.
I would. I would. I would just like back up to the wall and scream at all of them just one time. So she puts it in. I thought it was going to be her song. It's a whole music video.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It's bad. It looks like a terrible. It looks like the worst version of the Madonna "Die Another Day" video.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's really brutal. Awful. And it's her singing her song, which it's like the remix of, and it sounds like she's on some, you know, the video game menu of something on the PlayStation. And then there are, I cleverly alluded to this earlier, there's like teapots that just pop up with Kira's head in them, and I don't know what this is. Eddie is bad at his job.
Eddie sucks.
I mean, they made the music video really quick, so that's impressive, but it's bad.
Yeah, when Eddie first comes in with, like, the new remix of her song and is, like, playing to it, he's just like, "That's pure magic. It's pure magic." And I'm just like, Eddie, buddy.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Go jump in the ocean, Eddie.
I hate you, Eddie. You're gross. Everything about you makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I wish you would leave.
So they're all like, "Ugh." And she's like, "What do you think? Tell me the truth." And everyone's like, "Ugh." And she's like, "Is anyone going to tell me what they really think?" Connor's like, "I will." And they're like, "No, Connor." And she's like,
"Don't you dare."
She's like, Kira's like, "I want to hear his honest opinion." And Connor's like, "It's not you. It's not you." And she's like, "That's what I was afraid of."
Right. Like, she's obviously distraught and like a little weary and kind of embarrassed to show them this. So the fact that none of them will tell her that it's bad is mind blowing to me.
Which is, it's wild, but it also is like a really nice Connor moment that he's like, "I'll tell her, like, I absolutely will tell her what I really think because she asked me to." Like, "I would anyway, but I definitely will now." They're like, "No, don't hurt her feelings." And she's like, "That's not what we're doing here." This is why trying to get feedback from people is really hard sometimes, because they're just like, "I like all the things you do anyway." It's like, not the point. So Connor says that, but before they can, like, I guess before she can go back and, like, I don't know, throw Eddie in a dumpster or whatever, Zeltrax shoots like a centipede tank down at the Earth. And so they're like, "Well, we got to go deal with that." And so they're like, "All right, you go." And Tommy's like, "You go. I'm going to stay here and help Haley get the new thing online." And I was like, "Okay. I mean, you wouldn't do anything in the Zord fight anyway, so you didn't need to say that you're going to stay here, but okay." They do a little Zord fight. It lasts for 1 second. The tank just like beats him up and knocks him out of the Zord. And then Tommy gets on his Raptor and is like, "I'm going to go ride there while she's getting it finished up or whatever." The centipede tank explodes into fighter jets. Also, it just does a lot going on.
Yeah.
He calls the Brachiosaur, and they just like turn to fighter jets and shoot the Brachio, and then like go back into tank form.
Do they knock the Brachio over?
I think
so. I feel like they go Brachio tipping the little fighter jets.
I think so.
Is this Brachiozord gonna do anything?
I mean, that would be the time, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's so like, I don't think so.
It can't be a city block tall or wide and just only carry other Zords and then stand there awkwardly until they need to go back home. It's gotta be for something.
As far as I can tell, it's a carrier Zord in the strictest sense. It's not even a carrier Zord like Titanus or Tor was a carrier Zord. It's just like, I carry your Zords into the town.
Why doesn't the other Zords, why don't they combine into the Megazord and then ride the Brachiosaur
it's big
into
enough.
Battle?
That would be dope. That would be extremely radical. But they just don't do it. So Tommy gets there and he's like, I'm going to go fight Zeltrax. He just jumps from the ground up into the spaceship. So that's,
yeah,
that's cool.
It's weird.
And then Kira's like, Connor, I think it's time for some Triassic power. And he's like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I think about Triassic power.
I hate it. I hate that the other Rangers have to give up their power to Connor and that everything becomes about Connor now.
This Kira episode becomes extremely about Connor for a while, and it's weird.
And also, they give Connor their power so he can become the Triassic Ranger, I guess.
Yeah.
And that leaves them on the battlefield unmorphed.
They're unmorphed. Connor is in the Triassic power. He, like, blocks something with this shield. The shield, like, eats it. And then there's, like, a roar. And he looks up, and it's a Triassic Mega Rover, which is, like, a Triceratops, but not the regular kind, the kind with, like, the fan.
Yeah, it's got, like, the one horn and the spiky fan neck.
Yeah. It's like a chariot of that. It's like that dragging a chariot. And Connor jumps in there, and then the rest of the Zord fight is just Connor tooling around in his cool chariot.
Yeah,
and the
like
others on
Hur.
The ground like, wow, this is so cool. What do I do with my hands right now? It's so weird. And then we cut into Tommy. He's on the ship, and he's like, I'm here to stop you. And Zeltra's like, no, you're not. And so they start fighting, and we're just bouncing between this and the Mega Rover. The Mega Rover does like a chariot thing where it like has the spikes on the wheels and like gets up close to the centipede tank and tears it apart that way. And that's neat, I guess. But I'm just like, this is the first time, because we're used to the Red Ranger being like, don't worry, the Red Ranger's got it. At the end of the day, they're just going to give the Red Ranger a cool thing and he's going to use that. This is the first time it actively takes away power from the other Rangers, and it's like 10 times worse because of it.
Yeah. What an awful decision.
Yeah.
Because this is all American stuff, right? Is the Triassic
Ranger
from
Triassic,
the
Triassic? The Triassic is in the Sentai footage. Because at the start, when they're giving him his power, it's in Sentai footage, and then he turns into the Triassic Ranger, and then we cut to American footage of them unmorphed and him Triassicking, but then he's in Sentai footage the whole time.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It feels bad. It feels almost as bad as Eddie in... in the beginning. So
less predatory energy. But the same kind of feels bad.
Just like actively stealing your agency and ability to do anything in a fight against monsters, but like that's cool. So the Mega Rover wins, you cut to the sword fight. Tommy and Zeltrax are sword fighting, blah 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 blah. Smitty, you don't have to do this. Yes, I do, blah blah blah. I'm not Smitty, I'm Zeltrax, blah blah blah. Tommy is like up against the control panel and he dodges, and so Smitty hits it with a sword. Everything starts blowing up. And then Connor, unmorphed, rejoins the other two Rangers. He's like, where's Dr. O? And they're like, he's still up there. And they're like,
yeah,
uh-oh.
Kira says to Ethan, do you want to tell him? Like, just tell him he's on the ship
just
fighting Smitty. Like, it's not a big deal.
What do you gain from hiding this? Like, what? So cut back to Tommy, who's like, Smitty, you can still be good again. He's like, no, I can't. He's like, all right, I'm going to have to kill you then. And he kills Smitty. And Tommy kills Smitty.
Well, does he?
We don't see a body, but he does explode after he gets hit with a sword. And usually that means you died.
He hits him with the sword. There's a fight, you know, whatever. And he hits him with the sword. And there's like a shower of sparks. And then the ship blows up. But we don't get the villain is dead explosion.
No,
Smitty.
And then, so then they're like, oh no, Dr. O. But then he walks up behind them. He's like, I'm fine. He's like a little hurt, but he's like, I'm okay. Yeah, I made it out.
I had to kill my best friend, Smitty.
Doesn't even mention Smitty. He's like, Smitty's dead. Don't worry about it. I never liked that guy anyway.
What about Zeltrax? And then he's like, Zeltrax is gone. And he moodily looks, he's in his Power Ranger outfit, but he like moodily looks to the side. And I was waiting for him to be like, Smitty.
Smitty. Man.
Didn't have to be like this, Smitty boy.
So then the...
I hate Smitty. Get Smitty out of here. Smitty sucks. Throw him in the ocean with Eddie.
Smitty and Eddie are the worst. So we go to commercial. We come back. The three main Rangers are walking. Trent jumps behind them. He's got a camera. He's like, everything's set up. The feedback is good. The cameras are in place. All you got to do is sing. And she's like, all right, awesome. And Ethan's like, yeah, I also can't wait to meet my dream girl. And they're like, here today? And he's like, yeah, what better first date than the set of a music video? And I was like, like a movie? Like, I don't know. Like,
because
you're working. If you're an extra in a music video, you're also working.
What is this music video? Is this like a self-produced?
Yeah, it's like when me and my friends in 2004 used to shoot movies on Jacob's Sony Handycam. On Hi-8 tapes. It's that, but a music video.
did you put him on YouTube?
I don't think so.
Maybe we should watch those for a bonus episode.
I have, that would be so embarrassing, but if everybody wants that, I will do it. I have the files, except for the good one, the best one. I think we lost the actual, it got corrupted. Unless Jacob still has his old iMac from 2003. But yeah, if y'all want to do that, I will send Josh copies of all of our old, terrible, embarrassing videos. And we will watch them and I will suffer. So anyway, Ethan's like, I'm going to go meet her right now. She's wearing a pink hat and a matching jacket. And this is when I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, it didn't even click for me when Cassidy was like hiding porn on her computer screen.
I thought for a second that I was like, she's going to be like sending anonymous fan letters to Kira to like make her feel better because I want her to be good.
I thought it was going to be something with Kira.
But it's not. It's not. She just needed the computer to look at porn.
It was not until they were walking here and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to meet that girl from online here. And I was like, hang on. Online? Like a computer?
It wasn't literally until he said pink hat and matching jacket that I went, oh, God, I know what this is. So he goes up to meet his dream girl. He's like, are you pretty girl 97 or whatever?
It's dream girl. Something is dream girl bunch of numbers.
Are you dream girl bunch of numbers? And she's like, yeah. And she turns out and it's Cassidy, and they're both like, huh.
I feel like Cassidy was like a little into it.
I at first there was like this, like they were looking at each other like, oh, we didn't expect this. And then we cut into the music video that they're making. Well, the song
what I really like is that they stand up and they turn around, or Cassidy turns around and they look at each other and they're like, oh, but Cassidy kind of also like coyly looks away. And it cuts to the other Rangers who are like, wow, I can't believe that it was Cassidy. How did we not see all the signs?
Yeah.
But then when we go to the music video, they're still together. Cassidy doesn't like punch him in the dick and walk away.
No, they're like, they're in the front row of like, as Kira's like fans, like in the music video, and they're like smiling at each other and it's kind of cute.
Is this a thing now?
I kind of hope so. It's kind of cute. Like,
Devin is also there. He's recording the music video on a handycam in the audience.
Wait, was Devin there? I didn't see him.
It's hard to tell because he's like in the crowd and the only shot we get of him is like through some people's arms.
So I was like, it sucks that Devin wasn't in this episode, but I guess he was. But like that means that Trent was like, hey, Devin, I need your help. Like, we're making a music video for Kira. And Devin's like, hell yeah, I love Kira. We worked together at that weird TV station. She's great. I watched her choke out a lady with a sword and tell her no visitors. Like, yeah, I'll do anything she wants. Absolutely. So then we do the music video. It's significantly better than the terrible Madonna video. It's not great. But it's a bunch of teenagers in high school making a music video, so it's as good as it possibly can be.
I mean, it's exactly as moody as you think it would be.
There's a there's a whole scene with her. There's like a verse of her like in front of like a junk bus, just like sitting on some boxes, being kind of moody, and it's like it's very funny because
it's all very sunset lit,
but it like. It rings very true to being a teenager, so that's what I like about it. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. The episode just kind of fades out from there.
It just fades out in, like, the middle of the music video.
Yeah, we're not even done with it, so they're like, we didn't have the rest of the song, don't worry about it.
I think she hits the chorus, which is like, I don't even remember how the song goes.
I can't tell you a single bar.
It hits the chorus, and we're super tight in on Kira's face, and she, like, looks to the side a little sad, and the camera pans over to where she's looking, and then fades to black.
And there's no one there, and it's a metaphor, you see. Anyway, Josh, that's the end of the episode. What's the best?
Yeah, oh. The best is that Ethan and Cassidy stick to their date and like have a good time.
Yeah, that was really cute. I'm gonna say the best is Tommy's that makes sense historically line. Because I did not expect it. And it was well delivered and he didn't stumble over the word historically, which I feel like could have happened. And like, oh, it was really good. That just tickled me. So I'm gonna say that line is the best. What's the worst?
The worst is the way everybody treats Kira in this episode.
I'm going to dig in a little deeper on that, and I'm going to say specifically Eddie.
I think the worst is Eddie, yeah.
Because
I don't like that her friends are really crappy to her for the whole episode.
It's like weirdly negligent, yeah.
Yeah, but Eddie's grooming her, and I really don't like that.
It's gross, and it literally
when
like...
When he was like, okay, let's get off to wardrobe now. I was like, Eddie, you better not.
You can't go in there with her. I swan to John, Eddie. I will end your life today. Like, yeah, I all of my like big brother energy that has slowly, as I've gotten older, turned into like dad energy that I just don't have an outlet for, was literally like, get her out of there. Go get her, Jake. Like, get her out of there. She's in trouble. It was bad. I hate Eddie. I hope he never comes back as far as I could tell. I looked. I checked because I don't want to see him ever again. Who's the MVP?
Is it Kira?
I think it... I don't know because she didn't...
I don't really think it is. I don't know.
I kind of want to give it to Connor, which is bad because this is... Connor does usurp the episode from her, but that's not his fault. That's the episode's fault. But, like, right. I kind of want to give it to Kira for, like, how bad she got treated in this episode. Like, she had a rough day.
Yeah, I'm going to give Kira the win. She deserves it in this one.
She needs a win.
She had a really bad day.
Yeah, started bad, stayed that way. Like,
she made it through, so she's the real MVP.
Yeah, so MVP goes to Kira. Now we have to rank it.
Jake, I don't like the trend. I feel like we're trending on a lower side here.
I feel like I don't think
it's trending down. Like, this is better than the last episode, but I feel like the last batch of episodes have been lower tier episodes.
Let's see. Last episode was Triax Triumph, the new lowest on the list. The episode before that, was that the Mad Mackerel?
I think so.
And then before that,
the list?
I don't know what came between...
Oh, copy that was between Mad Mackerel and Triassic Triumph.
Okay, and that's medium. That's mediumly up there. So
okay, well, I don't think this is a medium one.
I don't think so either. I don't think it is.
I don't think it breaks the ocean alert ceiling.
No.
Is it better than the clip show?
I think it's better than the clip show.
Is it better than watching an episode of Super Sentai?
I think it's better than that.
All right.
I don't think it's better than Ocean Alert, though.
I can agree with that.
All right. Coming in at number 14.
It does tell a story, so it has that going for it.
There's the problems with the episode aren't even like the content of the episode in a way. Like, it does suck that like everyone's ignoring Kira and being weirdly mean to her because they are ignoring her. But like that is like a plot that I think could that like that's like a like drama that can work, and it almost does if they would have made this a real Kira episode and not given the episode to Connor at the end.
Yeah.
But, like, it just seemed like the episode itself was like, we're going to do a Kira episode. Ah, she's a girl, and this is a boy show, and we don't know what to do with that. And so they're just like, how about most of the episode is the two boys carrying a box? Like, that's better than whatever Kira was going to do, right? And I'm like, no.
No?
No, it's not. So coming in at number 14, A Star is Torn. Josh, what's the next episode?
The next episode is called...
It's starting disc 4, I can tell you that. Yeah,
I just had it. And do I was I like, oh, it? I'll remember the name of that one for sure. A Ranger exclusive.
Oh, I was just about to do some good Foley work. Opening up my DVD case because I'm an old grandpa and got to watch a show on a DVD. A Ranger exclusive. Okay, so Cassidy and Devin figure out who the Power Rangers are.
Figure out the Power Rangers. I think it's pretty easy.
So, okay, well, 108, hot dog. We're going back down. We're going to get out of here before that goes up to 109. Right. We'll see you on Friday for a Ranger exclusive. But until then,
may the power protect you. We're little babies today.
Mine were looking weird. They weren't like babies, but they were like
2, 4, 6. Weird. Check. All right, I think mine looks okay. Yeah, I don't think it's still doing it. But at first, your microphone kept going like muffled.
Oh, that's weird. It's not still doing that, right?
It's not doing it now.
Okay. I mean, that was probably Google Meets because I don't see why my setup would do that for any reason.
Yeah.
So that's just Google Meets being like, I know what you should sound like.